Day three of Crufts 2024. It's so busy here, but I've managed to find a small space to come and talk to Jenny Campbell. Jenny, lovely to see you here at Crufts. You know this show well.
I do. I've been coming for many, many years, since late 80s probably, when I came to look for our first dog together and found flat-coated retrievers, and I've had nothing else since. But I love the buzz of it and everything else that happens here.
Why the flat-coated retriever? What is it? Come on, your eyes are glistening now you're talking about it.
Well, I had Cocker Spaniels as a young girl, and then I got married and my husband wanted a bigger dog. So I always liked gun dogs. So we came on gun dog day. It had to be a gun dog. And I looked at everything, looked at Irish Setters, looked at Clumber Spaniels. Didn't know about flat coats, but just came across them and just loved them immediately. And we had our first one in 1988, and we've never had anything else since, and I wouldn't have anything else. They're just amazing.
And you've shown in the ring?
I showed in the ring yesterday. You know, it's hard when there's 350 flat coats entered, but I got a second with a junior and a fifth with a yearling, shortlisted in a few other breeds as well. But my highlight of the day was the breeder group final, where we were up against, I was in the ring with four of my homebred dogs, and we came fourth in the finals yesterday and were televised live stream.
That's not a bad day out, is it?
Goodness, my legs ached. I was exhausted, but absolutely delighted.
You've got two of your dogs here, which are lying down, beautifully behaved. Yeah. Who have you got with you?
So I've got Winnie and Dottie. They live at home with me, best of friends. Winnie's four and Dottie's two. And it's auntie and niece. And as you can see, they're just laying on top of each other and just best of friends.
Now, we're stood on this spectacular You Move stand, and you've been involved with them for a couple of years or so now.
Yeah.
What is it about the supplements that they're making that has attracted you?
Well, I've been a fan of You Move even before I became an ambassador. I would say 15 years ago, when I had an older bitch at home who started to get arthritis, I came across the You Move brand and put my bitch on joint supplements. And I swear that after 6 or 8 weeks of these supplements, she was so much better. So I've always been a big fan of the product since 15 years or so. And then a few years ago, I got more involved as an ambassador. And I use several of their products on all my dogs. So I use the vitamins and minerals. They love those every day. They love the dental stick. So I just make sure that I'm looking after their joints, I'm looking after their health and well-being, and their mouths and gums, and everything I can do that keeps them in a healthy condition. You know, it's good that we can support them with that.
Humans have looked after themselves in that respect for years, haven't they? It just seems we're sort of catching on now to doing it for dogs.
We take our own daily vitamins. I actually take iMove for myself. Seriously, I've got a little bit of, you know, joint issues at my age. I take iMove, and I also swear that since I've been on that, my joints have been a lot better as well.
Can you definitely notice a difference in the dogs and in terms of the way that they move and how happier they are, really?
It's their vitality. I mean, as you can see, these two lying at the feet, you know, lovely shiny coats, very active. When I'm outside, I work my dogs as well. So, you know, we go training where they're jumping over ditches and fences and bringing back dummies and swimming in water. So it gives them their vitality and their energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Will you be watching any of the judging and perhaps Best in Show tomorrow?
I'll be at home, probably with a gin and tonic in my hand, watching Best in Show. So my legs and I am exhausted. But I'm just going to wander around today a bit and go on some of the stands and see a few people. And then I'll make my way home and watch from my armchair.
When you're watching at home, do you have a favourite? Do you pick one and shout for that one?
Well, yes, whilst also telling myself as a judge, you can only do so much ringside judging. You really have to put your hands on the dog and see it at all angles to make an proper informed opinion. But you can't help seeing something that comes in going, I like that one.
We've got the French Bulldog through so far, a Papillon, lovely Weimaraner from last night, Working and Pastoral today. Sorry, Gun Dog today. Working and Pastoral today. This is going to be a cracking Best in Show, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, I lean towards Gun Dogs, but there's one or two more that I like as well. So, you know, I like last year's winner. That was a Gun Dog, but not a well-known Gun Dog with the Legato.
Yeah.
So I liked that. But some other breeds as well that I do like. So it's at the end of the day, the Best in Show is the one that comes in the ring and says, look at me, I'm the best.
Absolutely. Jenny, an absolute pleasure to catch up with you.
Thank
Enjoy you. The rest of the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.